Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Rubbernecking Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Alicia.
And a lot going on. Spring has sprung at King's Castle.
Spring is here, and we've been so busy this whole week. But I think the most exciting thing that's happening today is Elvis Week tickets are now available to the general public.
They sure are. They were on sale to Elvis Insiders first. So yes. If you're not an insider and want exclusive early access, of course, become a member today. But general public's tickets on sale today. And of course, Elvis Week, August 9th through the 17th should be a fun time. And there's one event you're particularly looking
forward to. I'm so excited. We're both looking forward to it. The a cappella event that's happening. It's brand new.
Yes.
And we tend to sing around here a lot of the time.
You and I, especially.
And so they probably won't let us perform during Elvis Week.
No.
But it's actually going to be really cool if you ever watched any episode of Glee, if you've ever seen the movie Pitch Perfect.
One of my favorites.
One of my absolute favorites. Then you're going to see a cappella just like that, but all Elvis music.
Yes, all Elvis music. Brand new event added to Elvis Week, in addition to some traditional favorites like the Elvis Fan Club Presence event, the Elvis Insiders event, Conversations on Elvis, and of course the annual Candlelight Vigil. Lots of live music happening, but the a cappella event is brand new and something to definitely check out.
Absolutely.
So make your plans to be here for Elvis Week 2014, August 9th through the 17th, ElvisWeek.com, the source for information and tickets today.
Well, what else do we have going on? This kind of kept us busy yesterday.
This did keep us busy today, and the cat's out of the bag. Elvis Presley Enterprises is considering building a new hotel on the property.
It's going to be great.
Somewhat close to the mansion, but definitely not right next door. But Elvis Presley Enterprises owns around 120 acres surrounding Graceland, and only 43 are developed at the moment. So yesterday, our CEO, Jack Soden, kind of went public with the proposal to consider building a new hotel. So the key word here, Alicia, proposed. And so very excited about the potential to have a new hotel. So things working their way through. I mean, you can't just say we're going to build a hotel.
Right. It kind of goes through this whole,
there's this whole governmental approval process. So that's what they're working through right now. So should be very exciting. And more information on Graceland.com, your source for all news related to Graceland and Elvis.
Well, also this week, we've had some very inclement weather.
We have been. We've been woken up by tornado sirens.
And unfortunately, Tupelo, Elvis's hometown, was hit by a tornado earlier this week. And a small northern portion of the town received significant damage. I mean, I've just seen pictures all over the news.
It's been devastating.
It's
so
absolutely
heartbreaking.
Horrible. It really is. But the American Red Cross has set up a command post and a shelter downtown Tupelo. And they're going to assist people that were impacted by this tornado, and also us here at Graceland, we're also helping out. So is the Elvis Presley Charitable Foundation. We're helping the Red Cross in their efforts, because this is something Elvis would do.
It is definitely something Elvis would do, and Elvis fans can join the Elvis Presley Charitable Foundation by making a donation to the American Red Cross to support the relief efforts, not only in Tupelo, but across the country. Of course, our hearts and prayers go out to those not only in Tupelo, but across northeast, northwest, and central Arkansas, which were also devastated by deadly tornadoes in the last couple of days. You can go to Graceland.com, and there's a link to donate right there. In the news section on this story about Tupelo, but all things are great at the Birthplace Museum.
Yep.
Luckily, the tornado didn't touch down anywhere there. There was no damage, so they remain open for business, and no damage to the landmark associated with Elvis Presley's birth.
And I know that we say this a lot, but Elvis fans are the best fans.
They sure are.
They sure have been contacting us, asking how we can help. Is it affected?
Exactly.
Just constantly looking to, you know, give back in any way they can.
And they are certainly will, and they have been doing so. And it's so great to get those phone calls and emails just
Absolutely.
As soon as the news breaks. And it was immediate. And of course, again, it was something Elvis would do. Something Elvis would also do is he loved Graceland and lots of things on the property. And there are three new trees to join us this spring. The azaleas are blooming, but we also have three new cherry trees.
This is really cool. I'm kind of sad that I missed this because I was out of town when all this took
you were on vacation, on a well-deserved vacation.
But this is just actually really neat. I think that, you know, this doesn't happen everywhere.
No, it does not.
This is a very special thing that they came in and gave to us.
The citizens of Japan and their appreciation to the United States, but specifically Memphis, which was very helpful with monetary donations and other relief assistance. The citizens of Japan, along with the Council General of Japan for Tennessee, donated three Yoshino cherry trees.
Oh, they're beautiful.
And they are very bloom. They will be very beautiful when they bloom. And they are direct descendants in tree lineage of the cherry trees that are in Washington that bloom each year.
That's really special.
It is very special and very cool. And so, and the event took place on Arbor Day of all days. And that was, that just happened to be a coincidence.
Well, that's funny how that worked out.
It sure did. So we couldn't have gotten any luckier with that plan that the Consul General of Japan was actually available that day to be here. And it just happened to be Arbor Day. So
that's
double bonus.
Really cool.
But we can say we planned it that way.
We can say that we were
It
that
was our
on top
genius idea.
Well, here at Graceland, you never know who you're going to see.
This is true.
And this
always
week,
lots of special VIP visitors.
Special visits.
Never know who's going to show up.
But this week, the Zombies, the English rock band, actually, I'll say they returned back to Graceland because they were here back in 1965. They showed up at Graceland and they actually got a brief tour of the home by Elvis's father.
I know,
Vernon.
The British are coming.
That's so crazy.
The British rockers.
And so they were here and they told us a little bit about their visit to Graceland and you know how different it looked back then and now and how weird it was to be back here and they just got the full experience of coming back to Graceland. We actually have a video. I think that's on Graceland.com where you can check out their stories. But I think that we need to get back to work, Kevin, because week isn't over.
The phone keeps ringing.
The phone keeps ringing.
It's nonstop.
Emails keep coming.
And, of course, you can always come visit the King's Castle and pay your respects to the King. Go to Graceland.com to make your plans to visit Memphis today. And, of course, we're going to enjoy the Memphis in May Music Festival
Absolutely.
This weekend. Lots of great live music. And, of course, as always, we're rooting on the Grizzlies.
Yeah, the Grizzlies are playing tonight.
The NBA's Memphis Grizzlies are in game 6 of the first round of the NBA playoffs. And we're sorry if you live in Oklahoma City, but we are major Grizzlies fans at Graceland. And Graceland is lit up in blue and gold as a part of the Grizzlies. So
go Grizz.
Go Grizz. And we will see you guys next week.